The View from Wayne, America.
Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne, America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne, America. Enjoy the view.
All right, Dan back with you. As promised, Little Red Hit Theater is our topic today. They have a new show coming up next week, Tarzan the Musical. We have director Adam Goss with us, and a couple of cast members, too. We'll start with Adam. Good morning, Adam. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. You're looking good, and you're... What color are those glasses?
Well, not that anybody can see. There are various shades between orange and pink, depending upon what light you catch them in. You know, we live in a theater. We like to to have a little bit of dramatic flair.
All right, yes. You're very fashionable. Anyway, let's do some introductions. We have two ladies with us, two preachers with us, strangely enough. So you got to keep the show clean, obviously.
Well, you know, it's a good family show, but these ladies like to have a lot of fun, so they're great to have around.
Yeah, yes, yes. Charity Potter and Patty Meyer also with us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you want to start? With cast or?
I'll talk a little bit about the show. So, okay, if you don't mind. Start. Well, thank you for having us on today.
That's why we're here, yeah.
So we're doing Tarzan next week, the 25th through the 28th.
It is based on the Disney musical.
It is based on the Disney musical.
The animated film
with all the music by Phil Collins. Disney turned that into a large Broadway stage production about 12 or so years ago. It ran for quite a while on Broadway. And so this is that version remounted here at the Little Red Hen Theater. It's a wonderful show. It has fantastic music, more music than was in the original film, all by Phil Collins. Mm-hmm. A great script written by David Henry Hwang, who's a great American playwright who's won lots of Tonys for his writing. It's a show that really, at its heart, is about family. Both your biological and your chosen family and connections that we make. But it's all wrapped up in that classic story of Tarzan, you know, a little orphan boy shipwrecked on Africa and raised by a family of apes. And then into this jungle walks this beautiful creature, Jane. And then the whole story is about the conflict between the humans entering the jungle and the conflict with the apes and how you reconcile new love and your family and where you come from and where you actually belong. And as any good Disney film, they do it with lots of excitement and really great music and a wonderful story that's really appropriate and great for the whole family to see.
Large cast, I'm guessing.
Very large cast. We have 22 people in our cast and a small army of volunteers to help make everything else happen around them.
All right. Well, let's start with our two guests. What parts do you, we'll start with Charity. What's your part in this play?
I'm a dual role participant. In the first half, I get to be part of the ape ensemble. I get to be one of the ape mommies, which is actually a lot of fun because we've got some really adorable ape babies. And then in the second half, I make a transition and I become Porter, which is Jane's mom. So okay, I get to do a dual.
Different costuming in both acts.
Yep.
You have to wear anything, any fur type stuff?
We have a fur alternative that we're using.
I was going to say, it's summertime. I wouldn't want to be stuck.
Thank God Adam is not putting us all in fur costumes because we're doing a lot of running around and we would all die, I think, if we were in fur costumes.
I was a little concerned about that.
Yeah, we have what I would call a fur alternative.
Gives you the impression.
Yes, it does take a little bit of imagination to imagine it to be fur, but I don't think anyone will have any trouble with that transition. They're really kind of neat.
The show is very stylized, and the original Broadway production did that too, where the apes are not actors in ape suits, but they're very human-like creations that the play does. And so our apes are very stylized, but really what sells it is our cast, who are doing a wonderful job of monkeying around the theater.
Uh-huh.
It's really fun to watch, and the audience is going to have a blast with it.
All right. Now let's move on to Patty. Does Patty get to play a monkey too?
Patty is one of the ape ensemble. I'm an ape mom. I have a little one that I like to take care of and groom at sometimes. But I agree with the costume and the wear that we have is not hard to imagine that it could be fur, but certainly not the weight of fur.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, bring your imagination, yes, as always when you come to a show.
Well, you know, we've really done, I feel like we've outdone ourselves. We've really transformed our theater into a jungle. So when you walk in from the beginning, it's really, the space has been transformed.
The last time you were here, we talked about vines.
We did. We've got the theater covered in vines. We've rearranged the seating. We've got roots, and we've really kind of notched up our creativity. I have a small army of seamstresses who've been creating these costumes all from the ground up. So we create all original costumes. We have 22 people, as I said, in the cast. Our youngest one is 5, and our oldest ape is over 60. I don't think we need to say exactly how much over 60, but there's been a few birthdays happening during the show.
Well, let's start with Tarzan. Who's our Tarzan? Yeah.
So Trayton Blakey, who is a local Wayne kid, he actually plays our Tarzan. He goes to Wayne High School here, and actually some of our audiences may have seen him in their recent production of Anything Goes. Mm-hmm. We're thrilled to have him over at our stage. It's his first show at the Little Red Hen Theater.
All right. Well, let's continue. Let's talk the rest of the
guys. Right.
Significant. Not everybody, but at least the more significant roles.
Sure. Jane is played by a wonderful young lady, Caitlin Palmer from Wakefield. She just recently graduated. Megan Ingle, who lives outside of Wakefield and teaches in Lyons, Decatur, plays Kala, who is Tarzan's adopted ape mother. She sings one of the more recognizable songs in the show, You'll Be in My Heart, which audiences may know. Ryan Conyers is Tarzan's adopted ape father, Kerchek. Olivia Scardino, who was in our last show of The Odyssey, plays his best friend, Turk, who is another ape. She's also from Wayne. Asher Ingle is our young Tarzan. We get to see Tarzan grow into a young man over this show. Octavia Pugh is our villain, Clayton, because every Disney show has to have a villain who's just pretty much bad to the core. Mm-hmm. Charity again is Jane's mother, and then I could just keep going on and on about the number of apes that we have in the show. Pretty much everybody else is an ape.
Okay, a lot of mucking and going on. Yes.
A lot of mucking going on.
Okay, all right. Probably should mention before we go too far into this. This is next week. Let's just do the dates.
Yeah, it is next week, July 25th, 26th, and 27th at 7 p.m. It's July 28th at 2 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for seniors, and $8 for students. You can buy those tickets online at our website, www.littleredhentheater.com, or you can call us at the box office, 402-287-2818. If you go online, you can pick out your seat and not even have to pick up the phone and call me.
Okay. So this is set up like a regular show where the seating is organizing, like it's not a theater in the round or anything.
Well, actually, we have reorganized the seating in the theater. So we actually, it's almost completely in the round. We have audience on two sides of the stage. So it really does feel like you're in the jungle with the apes moving around you. And there might be a little audience interaction, but all appropriate and all fun and not scary at all.
Okay. No tigers?
No tigers, but we do have a leopard.
We do have a leopard. All right.
We do have a leopard that makes an appearance and some spiders.
But they won't crawl on the audience, will they?
No, not no.
Okay.
Maybe near, but not in. Couple of man
no
eaters, a couple of our no youngest, a couple of our youngest apes double as man eating flowers at one point
man
in the show
flowers.
As well.
Okay.
Well, the jungle is a very scary place.
Well, that's true.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
They're pretty cute for man-eating flower, though.
They are pretty darn cute.
And usually known for a lot of rain, too. Hopefully the rain stays away.
No rain in the theater. We're not quite that realistic in there yet.
Okay. What else do we need to know about this show?
You know, really, it's a show that is appropriate for the whole family. There's a love story there. There's a lot of laughter. I mean, a bunch of grown children running around acting like apes is going to be fun to watch no matter what you do. The music, though, is really incredible. It's a fun pop rock score. This cast, I am so fortunate. We have such talented people who are coming to do stuff at the Little Red Hen Theater, and their amount of dedication and the talent they bring to it, it's really something to come see. Yeah. It's great for the whole family, whether you're 5 or whether you're 99. It really is something that you can sit and watch together and bond with as a family.
Yeah. Well, the one big hit song was You'll Be in My Heart. It was a big Phil Collins hit when the movie was out.
Yes, when the movie was out. And this cast really does that song quite a bit of justice. It's a wonderful number. Son of Man is another large number in this. And then they all have that same kind of wonderful Phil Collins feel to them.
He's okay. He's done okay in his career, yes.
Yeah, I think yeah, he's you know, made a dime or two.
Yeah, probably. More money than we'll ever see.
that is definitely true.
All right, now let's go behind the scenes. Who have you had who have helped you along the way in this production?
Yeah, Yeah, I have a wonderful intern and assistant director, stage manager, Emily Palmer, who just finished her first year of studying music and theater up in Minneapolis. She's back interning for us this summer. She's our assistant director. Lila Goss is serving as a secondary assistant director. Jeremiah Reimers and Jackson Palmer are a sound crew. But then I have this wonderful crew of people, Reed Gustafson, Kathy Muller, Eunice Johnson, Chris Salmon, who have basically been working out of a sweatshop in our back room since the end of June to create these wonderful fur alternative costumes that we have going on. And then, of course, Kay Hilsinger has been working very closely with me on the set and creating the vines and all of the wonderful things that you're going to see when you come see this show.
And the Little Red Ant Theater is air conditioned.
It's air conditioning. We keep that puppy cool, man. If for nothing else, come escape the heat and get into the jungle for a little while. It's a very cool jungle. We keep it at a nice 70 degrees in there when there's no audience. So
it's not your typical climate of a jungle. Okay.
No, just the visual appeal.
All right. Give us the impression of it being All right, next week, make sure you stop in again the 25th, 26th, 27th, 7 p.m., and the 28th at 2. 28th will be Sunday, obviously. Everything else will be Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's correct.
Okay. Anything else we need to mention?
I could just say, this is just so much fun. You just have to come and see this play because it's active, it's fun, it's, like Adam said, it's a love story. There's just a lot of action and a lot of fun that's going on. So come out and join us.
Yeah. And really, the other thing is it's almost an emotional purge because there's a lot of ups and downs as the story goes. And you go from intense grief to hilarity to the joys of finding love. And it really is a neat experience.
Find some time to fit it in. And you'll enjoy it, I'm sure.
Oh, I should mention, the thing I didn't even talk about is that our cast is all swinging from the vines. So we actually do have swinging and flying in this production. And we'll let some of our youngest audience members get a chance to do that at intermission as well.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. And, we have to have spotters.
We've got those. We got you covered.
Okay, and I'll trust you. You know, I don't want any injuries.
You come on over, we'll get you in a vine and start using it.
But that would have to show up on Facebook later, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Preachers and swingers. I don't know if those two mix.
only in Tarzan at the Literate Hymn Theater.
Okay. And we keep it clean, okay.
Mostly.
So, anything else with the Little Red Ant Theater coming up in the near future we should be thinking about?
Yeah, we'll be doing another acting class this fall for anybody who wants to come, ages 14 and up, focused on ensemble work. And then in October, we have our wonderful patron special. Camille Metoyer-Moten is coming up with her jazz quintet, and we'll turn the theater into a jazz club that night, doing some Barbra Streisand and Great American Standards. So that should be a great event that people won't want to miss out on.
All right, what's the date on that again?
That is in October 19th.
October 19th, okay. Put that in your calendar, something to look forward to in the fall when it's not so hot. Final words before we wrap this up?
Just thank you so much for having us, and we hope to see everybody at Tarzan.
All right. Again, I'll read it one more time. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 25th through the 27th, 7 p.m., and Sunday, the 28th at 2 p.m. Little Red Hen Theater in Wakefield. And what's the ticket price again there, Adam?
$10 for adults and $8 for students and seniors, and seating is reserved.
All right. And they can contact you. What's the website again?
www.littleredhentheater.com or 402-287-2818.
All right. Adam Goss, Charity Potter, and Patty Meyer, our guest this morning, talking Little Red Hen Theater on The View from Wayne, America. And before we let you go, we did promise that we'd have the weekly message from Senator Deb Fisher today as well. So here's Deb.
This is Senator Deb Fisher. In the last 200 years, our world has transformed because of two major waves of innovation. The first began in the 18th century with the Industrial Revolution, which ushered in machines, factories, electricity, cars, and air travel. The second revolution was the emergence of the Internet, which gave us unprecedented access to information at the tips of our fingers. Today, our world is preparing for another wave of innovation that is already improving our daily lives in countless ways, the Internet of Things. The Internet of Things, or the IoT, combines the world-changing revolutions of the past two centuries to bring people together across industries and around the globe through Internet connectivity, embedded into everyday objects that can collect and communicate data. We have already begun to experience the advancement in IoT technologies. Our phones, thermostats, cars, security systems, manufacturing plants, and medical equipment are just a few examples of Internet-connected infrastructure, and the list is growing. Recent reports project that 125 billion devices will be connected to the Internet of Things by 2030. According to Business Insider's intelligence, investment has the potential to reach within $15 trillion by 2025. A few years ago, the global IT firm Cisco described the IoT as potentially the biggest business opportunity in the history of mankind. We don't need to look far to see how the Internet of Things can benefit our economy and communities here at home. Our farmers are already using sensors in their fields to collect essential data on crop yields, soil moisture, weather patterns, and pesticide use. Livestock producers are using technology to monitor the location and health of their cattle. IoT can also help manage chronic health conditions, improve logistics and transportation, and provide real-time information to public safety personnel. As we prepare for an even more connected future, we need to have a framework set in place at the federal level that is built on constant input from innovators and experts, not a top-down approach from Washington bureaucrats. In 2015, the Senate unanimously passed a resolution I introduced with a group of bipartisan senators, which called for a national strategy to encourage the development of the Internet of Things. Together, we've listened and learned how we can foster IoT innovations in the Senate. But we also heard concerns about the risk of overregulation and conflicting guidance from federal agencies. That's why I led an expanded bipartisan effort with Senators Brian Schatz, Cory Gardner, and Cory Booker to introduce the Developing Innovation and Growing the Internet of Things, or the DIGIT Act. Our bill convenes a working group of public entities and private stakeholders from the healthcare, energy, transportation, and agriculture sectors, security experts, small businesses, manufacturers, consumer groups, and more. The group will collaborate to provide recommendations to Congress on how to encourage the growth of the Internet of Things and identify any barriers to its advancement. The Senate Commerce Committee recently passed the DIGIT Act unanimously. We want the federal government to create a foundation that fosters investment in the Internet of Things by preventing regulatory silos and enhancing communication between the private sector and federal agencies. Given the public sector's successful influence in the development of the Internet, our government should continue to make every effort to strengthen an environment that stimulates new ideas and advances technology. That depends heavily on a robust national strategy that promotes the development and deployment of the Internet of Things. Innovators, researchers, and entrepreneurs should have significant input on how we can best improve the Internet of Things, rather than a government knows best mentality. From healthcare to transportation to agriculture, future generations of Nebraskans can benefit from the DIGIT Act. I'll continue to work across party lines to ensure that this is enacted into law. Thank you for participating in the democratic process, and I look forward to visiting with you again next week.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.